Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate November 3rd. In 1908, a space rock the size of a small office building exploded above Siberia, flattening hundreds of square miles of forest. In 1975, several fireballs blazed across the night, and instruments on the moon recorded several impacts. And 30 years later, scientists saw an impact on the moon. These events might all be related to the Torrid meteor shower, which is underway now. The shower is created by two objects, a comet and an asteroid. They might be the remnants of a larger body that broke apart thousands of years ago. The debris might include larger rocks ranging from the size of boulders to mountains. The material is spaced across a long, wide path. Earth flies through this path twice a year. We sweep up some of the debris, mostly small bits of dust and rock. The amount of material varies from year to year, depending on which part of the stream we pass through. Right now, we're in a thin region. In 1975, we passed through a denser part, producing more fireballs. It's been suggested that when we pass through denser parts of the stream, we might encounter some of the bigger rocks, which could cause major damage if they hit us. Astronomers will be watching during the next crossings through dense regions in the next decade. For now, the torrids are at their best the next few nights. The moon will wash out almost all the meteors, but a few fireballs might shine through. You can find more about meteor showers in Stardate magazine, details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.